So we'll be reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anjalila, chapter 11, verse 25. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, Loka nistarite,
Loka nistarite,
hey, tumar avatara, namera mahima, prachara loka nistarite e tumara avatara
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 namera mahima loke karila prachara
namera mahima
Namera mahima loke karila prachara
Namera mahima loke karila prachara
Loke nistarite e tumara avatara
Loka nistarite e tumara avatara
Namera mahima loke karila prachara
Namera mahima loke karila prachara
To deliver the people in general, tumara avatara,
your incarnation,
namera mahima, the glories of the holy name,
loke,
in this world.
Karila prachara,
you have preached. Translation. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Purport by His Divine Mother Krishna Prabhupada. Haridas Thakur is known as Nam Acharya, because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinama, the holy name of the Lord, by using the words Tumara Avatara, your incarnation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by His own will, and by His will, competent devotees also incarnate to help Him in His mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission. Loka nistarite e tumara avatara namera mahima loke karila prachara jaya jaya shri chaitanya jaya nityananda jaya dvaita chandra jaya gaura. So whenever there's a disappearance of someone, it's a very special occasion, because in the spiritual world, it's a Maha Mahotsav, a great festival of jubilation. The Lord is always so happy when His pure devotees come back to Him. So here we see that Lord Chaitanya is saying that Haridas Thakur is an incarnation of Lord Brahma. We are in Lord Brahma's Sampradaya, so actually it's a very important day for us. The same day, the day that He chose to disappear, and if we read further on in this 11th chapter of the Antyalila, we read how He leaves at will. I'm begging Lord Chaitanya to be able to leave in His presence while chanting Lord Chaitanya's holy name. And the day he asked this, the very next day, he does it. He simply looks at Lord Chaitanya like his eyes fixed like bumblebees on the Lord. And when the Lord sat in front of him to fulfill his desire like that, he took Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet onto his heart, onto his chest, and chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he left his body. Amazing. So, it's also significant that Haridas Thakur chose the day of the Ananta Chaturdasi Vrat. Ananta Dev is Lord Nityananda, is Lord Balaram. It's like it says, Nityananda Maham Nomi. Let us offer obeisances to Lord Nityananda. Nityananda Maham Nomi Sarvananda Karam Param. He is the cause of all ecstatic bliss. Harinama Pratham Deva. He is the Lord who gives the holy name. He is the Supreme Lord who distributes this Harinama. Avaduta Shiromani. The crest jewel of all Avadutas, or all renunciates. So, taking advantage of this double mercy, I thought today I could share with you some interesting points on chanting the holy name. I had a very nice opportunity, very merciful opportunity of once assisting what we would do when I was living in Vrindavan. Just after Prabhupada's departure, one of Srila Prabhupada's exalted godbrothers, Akinchina Krishna Das Babaji, he would often come and give us association in our time of in our time of depression due to Srila Prabhupada's departure. And then we would also go down to Imli Thal on Ekadasis. Imli Thal in Vrindavan is where Lord Chaitanya used to sit under a tamarind tree. Imli means tamarind. There's a Gaudiya Math temple there that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made. And it's a very nice, very sacred place. They once wanted to, the neighbor, you know, one big old branch of this very ancient tree. They say it's the same tree Lord Chaitanya sat under. So it was growing into his next door like that. And he wanted to add a upper story. So he started cutting the branch, and the branch started bleeding blood. So then they immediately stopped, and he got the Brahmins, they did a puja of Prayaschita, begging forgiveness. And then he built his house around that branch. But very special place. So every Ekadasi, Prabhupada's godbrothers would assemble there. And generally they would do like kirtans, bhajans, all night long. So once we went down there with Bibi Govinda Maharaj and some of his friends, godbrothers from Canada. It was in the festival time, about March, April 1978. And from some of his godbrothers in Canada, we were about six, seven of us. And when we got down there, Akinchina Krishna Das Babaji was taking prasad with his sannyasi godbrothers, who I must say weren't too happy to see us, but anyway, Akinchina Krishna Das Babaji was very affectionate towards Govinda Maharaj. So he told us, no, stay. And I remember Babaji Maharaj asked him, Govinda Maharaj asked Babaji, Babaji, you take prasad today, Ekadasi? And then he said, today I've eaten three times. And then he laughed. He had this amazing laugh like that. And then he all of a sudden became very grave and almost like started crying. He said, "Today we will chant one lakh naam." And then what happened was, and the sannyasis, they left. I guess they didn't appreciate too much our presence. Fallen malachas that we had been very recently. But anyway, we went into the room of the temple president, which was just off the temple Darshan Mandap, and we just sat there and started chanting. And the president was a young sannyasi, and you know, it was a bit chilly, so the room just had one opening with shutters, and the shutters were closed, and there was one naked light bulb hanging in the middle. And around 10 o'clock, he knelt in front of Babaji Maharaj and said, "I have to get up and chant to wake up the deities. If you please forgive me, I will switch off the light and take rest." And Babaji Maharaj said, "Yes, yes, no problem." So then we were in the pitch black, couldn't see a single thing. And all we could do was like hear Babaji Maharaj chant, and we were chanting along with him on our beads like that. And like that, we chanted all night long. And gradually, you know, festival time, it was a busy time, and most of the other devotees kind of started nodding off, and some of them even snoring away. But around, I don't know, 2:30 or so in the morning, Babaji Maharaj went into like an ecstasy. I couldn't see anything, but all I could hear was his chanting changed. And it was like he was eating this most incredible feast. And he was smacking his lips over the holy name. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, maybe Krishna was dancing on his tongue, but then he left. And then all of a sudden he was just like so intensely crying while chanting. And this went on for some while, and I just stayed quiet and listened and thought, wow, this is what chanting is all about. It was a very merciful experience. So Babaji Maharaj was extremely humble, as we see with Srila Prabhupada. And this is the criteria that Lord Chaitanya gave of how we can successfully chant the holy name. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarodapi Suvishnu. To always be very tolerant, very forgiving, amanina, not to expect any honor, and manadina, and to honor every other living entity. Then we can kirtanya sadahari. It's like it's written by acharyas, I think it's Jiva Goswami. Pranam and then nam. Pranam, once you offer obeisances, then you can chant the holy name. So that's the whole conditioning that we go through when we every day offering obeisances. Namo Namaha. In Sanskrit, this means not me, Nama. Aham Mamadi Paramo Sopya Paradakrit. This is how we originally made offense by wanting to become prominent. I am mine. So, therefore, the obeisances is like a conditioning. Nama, nama, nama. Not me, not me, not me. And in this way, when we become, the more and more humble we become, the more and more qualified we become, the more and more we are benedicted by our Sampradaya Acharya, Lord Brahmaji, and Lord Nityananda Ram, to be able to chant the holy name. So the Harinam Chintamani of Haridas Thakur, he describes that even Nama Bhash, Bhas, Bhaskar, Bhas means when the sun is going to rise, the sky becomes first of all lightened up. That's Bhas. He's the light giver. Bhas is light. Bhaskara. So Nama Bhas actually means even that approach of the holy name, sometimes translated as the shadow, but actually it's the opposite, it's the removal of shadow. But the Harinam Chintamani describes that even a Namapas will give anyone who chants it unlimited ecstasy. It's like, again, this same kind of conditioning that we have to recondition ourselves by pranam in order to be chanting the Nam. So, in the same way, the Lord's holy names are full of profound vibration, transcendental vibration that, you know, can reinstate us in our original Sajit Ananda Bhava, or nature of being spiritual. For example, Rama, when we're very satisfied of something, we say, ah. And when something's really nice, we say, mmm. The Ra we don't know too much. The Ra is the ecstasy. In this Kali Yuga, our human bodies can't really experience the stay powers or the ecstatic emotions. But Ra is the ecstasy that Krishna gets from Radharani. Ra, ta. It's a kind of like Ra, like that. Krishna, when he's with Radharani, he's like Ra. He's just so ecstatic. So that's combination of this ecstatic Ra, ah, and mm. Even if we don't believe in the Lord, but by chanting this name, we'll become ecstatic. So the secret is to dovetail our chanting with the chanting heard from the lips of a pure devotee. Prabhupada very nicely explains that in the beginning of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, again on his Hare Krishna mantra address, he describes this. So the tradition in ISKCON, I like personally doing this since I joined, actually, I've been doing this where Srila Prabhupada, he told Shruti Kirti that, well, there was one incident where he told actually one Mataji wrote, and she was saying, you know, I'm trying to chant, but my mind is this and that. And Prabhupada answered, no question of mind. You just hear with the ear and repeat with it, with the mouth, like this. So basically when we chant, what happens is the holy name, especially if we chant nicely as we hear a pure devotee chanting, this enters into the heart and purifies the mind from all these mental, you know, negativities or anartas. So it's a very powerful, very effective method of self-realization. And we have the Maha Mantra, Manam Trayate Iti Mantra. The Sanskrit describes this word mantra, just like we have Gayatri, Gayanam Trayate Iti Gayatri. By singing, Gayatri is actually sung softly, but these hymns that are sung, they allow us to transcend Trayate, or become delivered. Again, Putra, Putala Trayate Iti Putra, that when one gets a devotee child, that child will deliver 14 generations, Krishna says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, personally gives this assurance, 14 generations of a family are delivered when one becomes a pure devotee. That's the tradition in India where they always name the children after the Lord with the hope that at least in the family someone will become a Shuddha Bhakta, a pure devotee. So Manam Trayate Iti Mantra, Manam means the mind, how to transcend the mind. And we have the Maha Mantra, the great way of delivering the mind. So we can very easily experience how when we chant, it's an incredibly effective way to control the mind. For example, our mind is always trying to entice us to run this way and that, to do this and that, anything except Shravanam Kirtanam, basically. But when we have these promises or vrat of being initiated, and we've promised in front of the Lord, in front of the fire, in front of the devotees, in front of the spiritual master that we're going to chant so many rounds a day, then the technique is that we discipline our mind, and even though our mind wants to get us to run off and do this and that, it's like you see the commies, especially in France, I notice this, they always so speedy in their driving. It's like they're rushing off to gratify their senses or something, but they're in a terrible hurry like that. No dhira at all. So like this, but when one is initiated, then he disciplines his mind. No, we must chant now, and he chants. And sometimes when the mind is too difficult, especially when we live outside of the association of devotees, it becomes much more difficult. But still, we can tell our mind, no, let's chant, you know, half an hour. And then once we've chanted half an hour, all right, let's do another half an hour. And in this way, actually, the mind is easily controlled. And once we've done our 16 rounds, we'll always experience that the rest of the day is very peacefully going on, because the mind gives us peace like that. So, in the same chapter, just in two verses previous, I'll just read them. Quotes Bhaktisiddhanta, that's directly, I saw this in the Chaitanya Bhagavat with Bhaktisiddhanta's commentary. So we'll just read that. It's verse 23 and 24. 23. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, "Can you ascertain what your disease is?" Haridas replied, "My disease is that I cannot complete my rounds." Purport, Prabhupada says, if one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum, so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted, and chanted loudly, so that one can hear himself and others. So Bhaktisiddhanta explains this, that if you can't do Nirantara Jap, if you can't chant all the time, at least chant 16 rounds loudly, so that you hear yourself and also others hear yourself. And that's the secret of successful 16 rounds. It's like on, there's two japa tapes, and both of them, one of them Prabhupada chants really fast, because the pure devotees are always on a kind of higher dimension than we are of space-time interactions. But the other one, it's called japa by example, and then Prabhupada chants nicely and slowly. But both of them, he's chanting loud. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Like that. So that's an interesting point that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives also in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. I had the occasion of associating with one very nice devotee, Chakravati, from Navadvip, a descendant of Sachidevi Mata's family. He was the pujari of the Mahaprabhu temple. Just before you enter into the Govindaji temple in Jaipur, there's this wonderful, beautiful Lord Chaitanya. And he was the pujari there for many years. His name was Haladhar Prabhu. So we got to become close friends, and he would often invite me to come and eat the Rajbhog. His wife was an incredible cook, was like eating out of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But they had a vrat of chanting 64 rounds a day, 1 lakh of naam. So I asked him, how do you do it? We have so much difficulty just finishing 16 rounds. Jai Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Ji Ki. So they told me that they chant all the time. And how they count, because I asked them, you know, what do you do to count that you've chanted 64 rounds? So he said, it's easy. He knows by experience that, you know, in an hour he'll chant like 8 rounds. So he just chants for like, you know, like to get 64, he chants 8 hours a day. So I said, but you the pujari? He was single-handedly doing all the artiks, and his wife was just helping with the bhoga offerings. He was doing the kirtans, he was doing everything. So I said, where do you get time to chant? And then he explained that the Guru Maharaj explained that they must do the... that japa is actually soft. It's there's different kinds of japas, like one of them is manasa japa, where just in the mind you continually chant. So he was saying, even when we lying down, we chanting until sleep overtakes us. And then when we wake up and we bathe, we chanting. And then when we're cooking for the deities, we chanting. And then when we're doing the puja and the offerings, we chanting. He says, like that, we just chant. He says, actually, it's not difficult at all when you do it like that. And then when I have the free time after doing the sringar and that, he says, before taking prasad, then I'll loudly chant 16 rounds, 2 hours. And then we do the odd Raj Bhog offering, because he was like taking once a day prasad. Like wonderful devotee. But that was a good lesson for me. And so, this is some of the secrets of how to become very happy in Krishna consciousness. It's like Lord Brahma says, when he was asked in the Upanishads, Pipalada Maharishi asked him, what is the most important injunction of all the Vedic Shastras that you've given us? And Brahma said, Smartavyam Satatam Vishnu, Vismartavyam Najatuchit. He said, the first, most important instructions is to always remember Lord Vishnu. And he said, there's a second one that's equally important, to never forget him. So basically, by always taking shelter of the holy name, we can get to this very nice stage of continually chanting the holy name. So quickly, before finishing, 5 minutes, we'll read verse 24. Now that you have become old, the Lord said, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Purport. Unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulative principles. Thakur Haridas was the living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Shat Goswami Ashtaka, it is stated, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natipi Kala Rasani Krito. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regulative principles. The first regulative principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself. And one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. That's the meaning of Natibi. Nama Khana, to chant the glories of the name, and Natibi, Natibi means to offer obeisances. And in the Bhakti Ratnakara describes that he had a vrat of offering obeisances 2,000 times a day. Extraordinary devotee. So I'll end there. Thank you very much. If there's any questions or commentaries. Tomorrow is Srila Prabhupada's day of arrival in America, so I'll be giving, relating, sharing some experiences I had being Srila Prabhupada's bodyguard for a year and a half in India. Yes, please.
You mentioned about this day today, this Haridas Thakur's disappearance day, but you also mentioned something else.
Ananta Chaturdasi Vrat. Those who want to get the spiritual strength, Bala Deva Hina, Bala, what is it, verse called? When Srila Prabhupada installed Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan, he quoted that verse. And the next morning he said that now we can pray to Lord Balaram for spiritual strength. Bala Hinena, Labhya. But that's the thing, Ananta Sesh, he is the power incarnation of the Lord. It describes very nicely in the Mahabharata how Ananta Sesh was, one of Garuda's brother, stepbrother, because the two mothers, one was envious of the other, so Kashyap offered, you can have one son or 1,000 sons. And one will be very powerful, but 1,000 will be as powerful as that one. So Vinata, she chose to have one son, and she got Garuda, very powerful, Lord Vishnu's wonderful servant. But the, forget her name, the co-wife, she wanted the 1,000 sons, and she got all these nagas, all the snakes. But she kind of conditioned her sons to become inimical towards Garuda. And Ananta, he was, he's the Supreme Lord, actually. So he went off and did severe austerities because he didn't want to do like his brothers. And he did such severe austerities, it like put a huge difficulty in the whole functioning of the universe. And Lord Brahma had to go and intervene and asked him, why are you doing such severe austerities? You prohibiting. He said, please take into consideration the welfare of all living beings. So then Ananta explained that while my brothers are simply envious, and I don't like having them as brothers, so I'm doing austerities to leave my body. This body is, I consider, inauspicious, having such envious, cruel brothers like that. Amazing. So Brahma asked him, no, please don't do this. If you have such wonderful inclination of service, then you can please, hold the Bhumi stable, because it describes, Brahma says that the earth often wobbles or is not stable. So if you can do the service, this will be so beneficial to all the living entities. And so that's what Lord Ananta Sesh does. He lives down there. We can read that in the sixth canto. How he, I think it's the sixth canto, how he's holding the universes on his head, not only the earth planet, the universe actually. And he's the strength, he's Lord Balaram, he's the spiritual strength by which we can become spiritually advanced. The strength to continuously be austere, to chant the holy name, and by his blessing, the strength of celibacy, which is the most difficult thing to overcome in this age of Kali. So that in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada said, now we can pray to Balaram to give us the spiritual strength to become actually advanced. Is that alright? So today is the Navrat, starts from the 14th, and it finishes When Srila Prabhupada leaves, which is next month, the Chaturdasi, it's 1 month of Vrat, and it's very significant that Srila Prabhupada disappeared on the Ananta Chaturdasi of Kartik Mas, where this Vrat ends. And at the exact time, actually, it's at the Pradosh, Prabhupada left right at Ananta Sesha's time, so that's kind of quite significant. Yes, please.
So when Haridas had
heard,
he's in the
creation
of
the
mind. He couldn't have gone back to Godhead immediately.
Well, this verse we just read, Lord Chaitanya tells him, you're already liberated. I guess the way we could answer that is like Srila Prabhupada would sometimes quote that verse, Rajaputra Chiranjiva, Muniputra Majiva, Sadhava Jivobabaroba. So a sadhava, a sadhu, a saint, someone who is so exalted as our, now you know, sampradaya acharya, just because one fall down was there in the beginning of creation, I mean, we shouldn't eternally hold that against him. He's actually very, very merciful and very, very exalted, being namacharya like that. So I would say sadhava jivobhava rupa, he's already experiencing Krishna Leela directly, every second day. He directly participates in Krishna Leela, steals Krishna, all his cowherd friends, cows, just to show the world who Krishna is. Is that right? No, he's definitely still here. These kind of devotees are very scrupulous on doing their duty. So he's aged 57 right now, I believe, I heard. So he's still got another 100 years, so another 43 years to go. Very, very long time for us. Right, thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Sri Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakura Ki. Jai Shri Nityananda Ramaji Ki Jai.